Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Jim Holt. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth, the catcher, Paul Ratliff. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third, the first baseman, Andy Kosko. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Al Yates. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dave May. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kosko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas takes first base on ball four. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenas moves to second. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cosco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ratliff for the out. Cardenas moves to third. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott bunts towards first. Cosco scoops it up and throws to first, with Theobald covering, for the out. Cardenas scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Theobald applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach strikes out. Two outs. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cosco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 0-for-1 in the game. Cosco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tovar. Cosco reaches second base with a double. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun strikes out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates is 0 for 1 in the game. Yates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yates moves to second. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a line drive into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 1 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0 for 1 in the game. Ratliff strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald misplays the ball. That's an error on Theobald. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cott moves to second. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kosko is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva strikes out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 2 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into right field. Yates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kosko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 2 in the game. Walton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tovar. Walton reaches second base with a double. Mike Hegan pinch runs for Danny Walton. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yates hits a line drive into center field. Holt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Holt. Hegan moves to third. Yates moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan scores. Yates moves to third. One out. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yates scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Andy Kosko now playing left field. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Yates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kosko. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0 for 2 in the game. Ratliff hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Jim Cott. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Yates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. George Mitterwald now catching. Tom Hall now pitching. Ted Kubiak pinch hits for Marty Patton. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Kubiak moves to second. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 3 in the game. Theobald bunts towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubiak moves to third. Harper moves to second. One out. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kosko is walked intentionally. Roberto Peña pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva who is chasing the ball. Peña reaches third base with a triple. Kubiak scores. Harper scores. Kosko goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Brewers. Ron Peranoski now pitching. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peña. The slide. Mitterwald applies the tag. Peña is out. Two outs. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Peña now playing first base. Ken Sanders now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Yates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 3 in the game. Holt hits a pop-up towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.